Last time on Thornvale.
You see bones everywhere. Like, there are just, like, picked clean, like, white bones. All of you get into this little cave area, and you see a man.
My name is Oliver Allen Evans. This guy is a fairly famous monster hunter.
Well, actually, we're FBI, and we're investigating that death at Mangrove Beach.
His whole demeanor immediately sours.
I will pull the collar down on my jacket and show him the tattoo on my neck, but not say anything.
His eyes actually, like, light up. There's a man named Oliver. I don't want him anywhere near this. Do you understand? Make him go home.
I understand.
And if he gets in your way, Sammy, take care of him.
Yeah, I'm going to say, hey, Emo, somebody stopped it years ago. That had to be Stanley and Miguel, right?
But in his professional monster hunting opinion, it is a Wendigo, apparently.
You hear Stanley curse. I need you guys to get back here now. We need to talk. The reason Miguel is in that chair is because of this creature. This monster nearly took everything from us. Miguel's wife was this creature's first victim. It won't kill it. We still don't know how to kill it. But silver seems to hurt it for a long time. If you're gonna shoot this thing, you should shoot it with this. And you now have 6 silver bullets. Stanley's phone rings, and he picks it up, and he says, hello? Oh, hey, Reggie. You found a what? There's your body, and you see a body hanging from a tree by the foot. As you're doing this, looking around, you hear noises behind you, like footsteps, and you turn around, and up walks Oliver Allen Evans.
I've already told you once this is an open investigation, and I'm going to need you to turn off that camera now.
He drops down the camera, but he keeps looking up at the body, and you notice his face has changed. He doesn't look cocky like he did before. He looks nervous, and he looks scared. It won't stay away. It hasn't eaten anything. This thing is hungry. It's going to come back. And something drops down in front of you. Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. So Hannah and I are both sick, and Andrew's slightly sick. So I apologize if all of my NPCs suddenly develop a cold in the next episode or two.
Yes.
Am I the only one who's not sick? Wow.
Yeah.
So I think Wesley's the only one that's not sick. So I apologize for my stuffily sounding nose. But don't worry, you won't hear all the 30 sneezes I'll have done during this episode.
But it makes it much more real, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a reason for someone to sneeze and you can throw in one of those sneezes.
I'll just have a bunch of recorded sneezes for extras.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
You get effects from everywhere.
We all have great timing. Just had to do
so
it all at once.
In other news, it has been more than five weeks since we last recorded an episode. Again, y'all wouldn't have noticed because we recorded in advance, so you have been getting all of the episodes right away. But
yep.
Since episode 14, which released an hour and 20 minutes ago, we have had 5-something weeks since the last time we recorded. So it's been a long time.
And that means that cliffhanger that you guys just had on the last episode, we've had to sit here for 5 weeks.
They've been sitting there for
and
five.
Wait.
I've had to sit there for 5 weeks because I don't know what's going to happen either.
Had to sit here for 5 weeks and wait.
Oh, yeah.
And not play.
Yeah. So we are dying to get back into the story. So if you guys are cool with it, we can get back into the story or we can talk for a second about that last episode because, oh boy, I was re-editing it today and oh man, a lot went down.
Yeah, a lot went down.
I listened yesterday and I was just like, wow, I was in this episode and I'm not remembering everything that happened.
I know, yeah. Right?
So much happened.
Man, you guys met Oliver.
I love Oliver.
You got... yeah, yeah.
I think
I'm the only one,
though.
I think you're the only one, yeah.
Oh, well.
You found out that the monster you're going to be fighting, as far as you guys know, is a Wendigo or a Wendigo. Yes. I should probably settle on a way of saying the word.
I like Wendigo.
I've heard it pronounced both ways, but Wendigo is fine. Yeah,
so we'll say Wendigo. So you guys got called out by Reggie, who is Stanley's friend, because there was a body in a tree. Oliver showed back up again. Of course, everybody who's listening to this episode has heard the recap, so I don't really have to go into it. But
yeah.
Basically, the last thing that happened was the monster jumped down in front of you. And Andrew...
Yeah. Oh,
Bjorn shot a deer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on a second.
Randomly,
you did forget...
this unoffending deer.
Well, hold on a second. It wasn't random. It was a calculated decision to give the thing food so we could run away.
It didn't work out so well.
It was very smart. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if it hasn't worked yet. I mean, I just did it and it just appeared, so we might still be able to like get a couple shots off at it and make it not want to come after us and give it a nice tasty meal to eat.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah, yeah. I think the only thing that you forgot from the recap was the call that Sammy got, and we kind of learned stuff about.
Yeah,
and she got, you know, her mission, yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, that's right. So Sammy has been told that she has to keep poor Oliver away, and Oliver has absolutely no interest in being kept away.
Yeah.
So we've got some tension there. We learned about, I don't think I mentioned before, but we learned about the Wendigo's connection with Stanley and Miguel,
especially Miguel.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Lot to go on. I want to get back into the story. I know you guys want to get back into the story.
Yes, definitely.
Yes,
so we are
hopping back
into the exact moment we left. The monster has jumped down in front of you. What do you do?
I've got a move.
You have a move.
Oh, wait, hold on. I might not have it yet. Never mind.
great start.
Oh, no,
guys.
I do. I have Leave No One Behind.
Okay, and what does that do?
When you help someone escape, roll sharp. So I'm going to
Are you trying to escape?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to tell everyone to run away and maybe take some shots as this thing, because we're not ready for this. Like, we've got one person that's got bullets for it, right?
I have a silver knife, but I'm going to get close to
you. Oh, you have
it.
A silver knife? Okay.
Yeah.
But,
well, I've
remember,
got no way of helping, and my character really would focus on trying to get Reggie and Oliver out of there. So I think I'm going to try and help them escape.
So
first.
You are specifically trying to get Reggie and Oliver out of there?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but to kind of facilitate that, I'm going to say we got to get out of here. Take some shots at it, but try and make it stay here by the food, I guess. Like, shoot at it so it doesn't want to come after us. I'm going to get these two out of here, and I'm going to try and hustle the other two out of here.
Okay.
My roll.
So, Bjorn, you're doing that. I want...
Well, I have to make a roll, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to say the other two, I want you guys to roll probably... either help out or protect someone. Probably protect someone. So Bjorn, go ahead and do your roll.
Well, hold on a second. Protect someone is just to prevent harm. So if the monster attacked us, you're trying to prevent the harm to them. That's when you would roll protect someone.
Yeah, maybe.
But I was just thinking, like, Oliver's running
away. But if they
want to
help out on my, Leave No One Behind, I don't know if you can use help out on non-regular moves. I don't know how that works.
It only says towards another hunter's
roll. When you help another
help, so.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm going to roll Leave No One Behind. I'll read the text for it really quick. In combat, when you help someone escape, roll plus sharp. On a 10 plus, you get them out clean. On a 7 to 9, you can either get them out or suffer no harm. You choose. On a miss, you fail to get them out, and you've attracted hostile attention.
Huh. Okay. Go ahead and roll, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you're going to do before you make this roll?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I should probably
doing?
Explain how I'm trying to get them out. So it jumped down, like, the trail that we used to get here. Did it jump out in between us and our way we got here, or is the way we got here still open?
If I remember right, I think Reggie told you to follow him.
Right, so we were following
him. And then you guys
him.
Were following Reggie.
But, like, almost immediately this thing jumped down in front of us. So.
Yes.
So we're still kind of in the same clearing as the body, right?
Yes, you are.
So was he going down our original?
No, he was. He jumped down in front of you in the way Reggie was leading you to.
Okay. How far of a walk was it from like for us to get here from wherever we parked the car.
It was a good while, yeah.
And did Oliver come from the same way or a different way?
You didn't see which way Oliver came from.
Okay, he just kind of showed up.
He just appeared.
As one does.
So what I'm going to attempt to do is I'm going to try and like herd Reggie and Oliver towards the way that we came from. Even though it was a good walk, I'm hoping that we're able to convince the monster to stay by the deer and eat if we get a couple good hits on it. I'm hoping that'll make it not want to come after us.
That's okay.
My hope. So I'm going to try and run them to...
So
like,
what do you
whatever.
Say to them?
I'm going to say, follow me. We need to go this way. We got a vehicle nearby-ish.
Okay. Now roll.
And now I'm going to roll. Oh, sure. Should they roll their help out first or after?
I think it's done after.
I don't know
after.
If it really matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I will roll my roll.
Roll that.
I rolled a 4, plus sharp is 2. That makes it a 6. So I'm going to need at least one of you to help me out.
Yeah, all right, guys. Roll help out, which is plus cool.
Neither of you is
oh,
very
no.
cool.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
This is not
well, I suppose
oh,
it's,
gosh.
It's
I rolled
down
a
to me, apparently.
I rolled a 2, I think, and I have 0 cool.
I think that actually, like, I got to
well,
check.
Well, it doesn't,
I think
though.
That
there's,
actually,
there's no negative on help
is
out.
Is there no negative?
Nope. It's only 7 to 9 and 10 plus. There's nothing for a failure.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, okay.
I'm not sure about that. Let me check real quick, because the PDF doesn't always say.
Oh, so okay. I was even thinking beforehand, this is not what I actually want to do, but something that would be funny, because Sammy now is, like, in this position where she either has to, like, get Oliver out of the way or, like, eliminate him, like, tripping him as they, like, are running away to try and make him fall.
You're horrible.
Wow.
You're
okay,
absolutely
I want to make it clear. He told you to get him out of the way, but not to kill him necessarily.
Mm. I
just
will
so you know.
Wow.
But just because I failed that, that's what I imagine would happen, but I don't actually want to do that. That's what happened in my head.
Poor Oliver.
Well, I still have my role.
I hate to
so.
See what happened to him if you didn't like him.
I know.
I'm going to make my roll now.
Just for clarification, I think I'm the only one who likes Oliver, so this is
you
hard
You are the
for
only
me.
One who likes Oliver.
Yes, and yet you're trying to get rid of him. Oh.
I have to. Total obedience.
True, but that got dark real fast. Anyway, I'm going to roll mine and see if I can rectify this rather sad state right now. Here we go. Oh, nice.
Well,
that's
least...
an 8. That's an 8 with plus
okay.
plus
give
a cool.
Me, give me just a second, because I need to check
okay.
what happens.
Might retroactively remove that roll if it's not.
Oh, on a miss, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping.
Yeah.
That was what I was trying to figure out, because they don't always tell you.
And also, the help bonuses don't stack, so if two people help out, the hunter gets just plus 1 on the roll.
Oh.
So Sammy exposed herself to danger, and what did you get as a total, Wesley?
That roll was an 8 plus my cool makes that 10.
Oh, you have 2 cool?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So then...
Okay, so you get 1 to your roll, so that makes that a mixed success.
For me, right.
And he does not expose himself to danger, but we'll keep Hannah's roll because...
She tried.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
So basically, this is what happened. So,
oh, hold on. I have to make a decision before you explain what happens.
Okay.
I have to choose either you get them out or suffer no harm, you choose. So I'm going to get them out. So that, yeah. So
you're
going to
disappear into
harm.
The forest.
Somebody's going to suffer harm from just my decision and then all the other stuff that goes down with Hannah, too. So. Like if I had gotten a 10 plus, I just get them out clean. No one gets hurt, and I get them away. Because I got a 7 to 9, I can choose to get them out or suffer no harm, so I'm choosing to get them out, which means somebody from my
right.
group
of yeah,
three
okay,
is
I think I've
harm.
Got that covered.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
right, I got it.
Yeah.
So this is what happens. Bjorn grabs Reggie and Oliver and starts yanking them both towards back the way they came. And you get a good way into... the forest and back towards where you are. In the meantime, suddenly the monster sees part of its meal running away and decides to focus on the two that are left. And specifically,
hey.
The monster decides to focus on Sammy.
Oh, I'm screwed.
So what Sammy does, because there's only what the monster does, because there's only there's two of you there and it needs to deal with that. It decides to backhand Sammy.
Ow!
Which sends you flying and gives you 2 points of damage.
Ow, okay.
And you can feel this monster's like claws just like hitting your like your face as it like digs in and it like sends you flying backwards. Mm-hmm. I believe you won't actually take any points of damage because of your invincible
ring. I have armor, yeah.
Yeah, so you hit the ground and you're feeling like, that should have hurt more.
Yeah,
and then the monster sees Henry. And we'll pause again. Henry, what are you doing?
Well, during this whole exchange, I'm guessing this happened within a few seconds, not like overly stretched out.
Yes. This isn't bullet time where we're going here.
Okay. So what I do, since I am one of the ones that has a weapon that can injure this, I'm not going to try to pull my gun right now. All I'm doing is I'm trying to get as far away from it as possible. Remind me, what does the terrain look like around this area?
You are in the woods.
Just forest, okay.
Pretty thick forest.
Okay, so what I try to do, which I realize this might not this might not assist me at all, but right now I'm kind of torn because Henry is like, I want to save my own life, but that thing just backhanded the closest thing that my character may have to a friend that's not family. And so it's like mental back and forth. And then ultimately he decides to try as much as he can. This isn't, you know, he's not giving himself cool points for this or anything, but he's going to try to do what he can to help her. So she goes flying. He runs after to try to help her to get away, get somewhere so that this thing will be out of reach, so the two of them will be out of reach, which might or might not
be possible. If you are running after Sammy, then I'm going to have you act under pressure to try to get past this thing because it's right next to you and it's very big.
So
if we were playing D&D, it would have reach.
Okay, so it's so it is between me and her. Okay.
Well, it's not exactly between you. I'm just saying, like, it could get you if you try to run away from it. So I'm going to need you to act under pressure to see if you can get away from it.
Okay.
So that's cool.
How tall is the creature?
9 feet tall.
Okay.
That's tall. That's
wow. In my notes.
Of course. And
it's probably 9 feet tall without the horns, so, like, taller than that with it, you know?
Gotcha.
Okay, that's a 6 plus my cool makes that 8.
8. Okay. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. Either the monster is going to decide you're not worth it since you got past it and go after Bjorn and the others in the woods. Or it's going to dig its claws into you as you get by, but you're going to make it to Sammy in time to help her get up and move on. Or you're going to drop something as you go.
Ooh. Okay. Well, as far as price to pay, I have an idea, but that doesn't work because the item I'm thinking of is tied to me, so...
Those are your three options.
I know. I'm just trying to think of what my character would actually do in this situation. Okay. Most in keeping with my character, and everyone listening, please don't at me for this, but as much as I have somewhat accepted Bjorn as something approaching a team member, in my hierarchy of people I like, Sammy is still higher in the totem pole, in which case I might be considered a terrible human for this, but I'm going to say that the creature decides that I am so small potatoes it's not going to bother about me and goes right on by.
Okay. So Bjorn, we're going to hop back to you for a second.
Yeah.
Henry, you got to get to Sammy. You helped Sammy up, and she looks fine, basically. But now the creature is out of your sight, and you saw which way it went. But we're going to go back to Bjorn. We're going to go back a couple seconds, and what are you going to do with these people? Are you going to send them on? You've got these two guys. They're terrified.
The professional Oliver is terrified? I don't think so.
I don't think he thought it was going to be here.
See, he says professional,
we didn't think
but
it was going to be here right away. That's kind of silly, but...
Silly.
Yeah, we probably should have realized it was going to be here right away.
Oh, you mean you were silly.
We
like,
the hunters.
Why would it not be there?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Yeah. So, what are you going to do with these people?
We're just trying to decide if Bjorn would stick with them so that they're safe, or if he would try and, like he would still stay between them and the monster, but I think he's going to stick with them. The whole time I'm running away, I'd be trying to see if it's actually following us, because I want to be ready to shoot at it if it's following
us. You have not seen it follow you. You guys get a pretty good distance.
Oh, okay, before. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
You're at least out of earshot. Right, you hear very far in the distance, you hear a thump as Sammy hits the tree.
Because my character's hope was that they would take some shots at it with silver weapons or slice it with silver weapons, and that would anger it. And if they ran away after that, then it might think twice about running after us. But again, I just think that we need to run away with these two non-hunters with us, which is why I did what I did. So yeah, I'm going to stick with the two of them. I'm going to attempt to stick with them and be between them and the monster, hopefully.
Okay, so you're going to keep them, like, behind you.
Well, ahead of me, because we're running away.
If you're watching behind.
Right, I'm kind of, every once in a while, I'm kind of, like, turning over my shoulder and seeing if it's there, but otherwise I'm sticking with them.
Henry's thinking process also was that he being the tank and Sammy being not the tank, at least if it went after him, then he stood a realistic chance of surviving.
Both
Sammy
of you guys have weapons that can hurt it, and he doesn't? Just a thought.
Sammy is definitely taking out her knife to try and, like, track this thing down after she dusts herself off.
So, coming back to the present, the monster runs away from you guys. What are you guys going to do to the monster before we get it to...
Sammy has her knife out. I guess she's just going
to try to
track it down and get as close as I can to, get a jab in or slice or whatever happens.
All right, and Wesley, what are you doing?
Once Henry is sure that Sammy is not, just cursory, oh, you're not broken, yay. I get my, I check the chamber in my revolver, my bullets are loaded, and my idea is if I can stay a far enough distance away from it with its back towards me, since I saw its direction, that I might try to take a shot or two at it.
Okay, interesting. You aren't able to get a shot off because it disappears into the woods before you can do it, but you saw which way you're both chasing after it.
I'm talking about tracking, not like trying to shoot it as it's...
So you guys can see which way it went. It's pretty obvious. It leaves enormous footprints. And we'll catch back up to Bjorn, who sees this monster come bolting out of the woods and just barrels towards you. What do you do?
Even though I know my weapon won't actually hurt it, I'm still going to attempt to... let's see if I have any other option other than just... Can I read a bad situation?
Yes.
I might do that before I shoot at it.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Roll plus sharp.
Yes.
So I rolled a four. So my read a bad situation is that I have no idea.
Okay, sorry. So you don't read it. You don't know anything. You can't see anything. You're too worried about keeping these two guys safe. So what do you want to do?
I will just take a shot at it then, because I have no information to go off of.
All right, you pull out your gun and kick some ass. What gun do you have, by the way? Is it just your pistol?
Just the 9mm pistol, yeah. Yep. All right, so I rolled a 12.
12.
And I get a plus 2, and this is one of the ones that I advanced.
Yeah, so tell me what an advance on a kick some ass move does.
I was just looking at this ahead of time, and I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay,
I don't know how you're
going to
explain this happen, but
Before you say it, let me just tell what you can do as your advanced effect. So you completely hold the advantage. All hunters involved get plus 1 forward. You suffer no harm at all. Your attack inflicts double the normal damage, or your attack drives the enemy away in a rout. And I know exactly which one you're going to pick.
I'm going to drive the enemy away in a rout. I have no idea how, but I'm going to scare it off somehow.
Okay. So this is what happens. You pull out your gun and you aim, just like the deer you shot through the eye. You see this thing's head and you shoot it through one of its glowing eye sockets, and you see the back of its skull explode on the other side, and it just screams. It like makes this horrible, deep howling noise, and it falls to the ground clutching its head, and it stands up and it starts running away, and it's actually running back towards Sammy and Henry, but now it is distracted and it's holding its head in its hand. And as we catch back up with Sammy and Henry, it is starting to find itself again. And you see this thing come up to you holding its head in both of its hands. And then it pulls its hands down and you see that hole in its head start to heal up instantaneously.
Oh, no.
As it finds you guys. It's still disoriented. What do you want to do with it?
Jeez.
I don't think either one of us possesses a way to actually subdue and capture this thing, do we?
No.
I don't know. What do you think?
No.
Just keep in... keep in mind that the plan that I tried to pass off in a short amount of time was try to hurt it so that it, like...
Yeah.
Just doesn't feel appetized going after us right now and then run away.
Yeah, I think I'll try to attack, I guess essentially, the tendons on the back of its leg, to try and wound it so we can get
away.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Oh, jeez, okay.
You sort of stole my idea.
I'm the one with the knife, so...
Well, I mean, I could do so. That would be a killer shot.
Yeah,
just saying.
That would be a good shot.
I could knock its head down.
That's a 7 plus...
Plus 1. I have 1 tough, so it's an 8.
Okay, so that's still an 8. So that is a mixed success. So you guys inflict harm on each other. So how much harm does your knife do?
Good question. It does... it does usually 1 harm, but I have ancient fighting art, so it would be 2 harm.
Okay.
Oh, also, I forgot. I just saw this. Because of ancient fighting arts, I get plus 1 on protect someone. But I still would have gotten a 3 earlier, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It does not make a difference. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel... You hit this thing, and you feel your knife go through its tendon, and it howls again, and it turns around, and it swipes blindly at you. And this time you can feel its claws really dig in. Like it kind of tries to stab you with its claws. And you feel one of its claws just sink through your skin around your chest. And it does 3 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay.
And it tries to limp away, but it falls down on its one leg. Henry, what are you doing?
If it stumbles and falls on its right leg, I completely forgot this about my character. Shame upon me. But not only do I have my gun, but if I left fully equipped the bunker, which I believe I did, I also have my knives.
Okay. Do you have silver knives?
No, as far as I know, they're just regular knives, in which case the gun would probably be a better option. Yeah. So since it is down on one knee now... where am I in relation to this? I'm guessing it's in front of me.
Yeah, you guys were pretty close together, so it would be probably just a couple feet away from you. And it is 9 feet tall, Henry. This would be very hard to miss.
That's very true. And since the one leg has been hobbled, I see the eye's gonna heal, so...
Actually, why don't you read a bad situation real quick?
Rolling... And...
5.
Oh.
Plus sharp? What's your sharp?
Oh, that's great. Sharp is 2, which makes 7.
So that's
7.
Okay, so you get 1 question off the read about situation list.
I'm going to ask, what is the most vulnerable to me in relation to monster?
So you look and you notice that in the spot where... Sammy's knife hit the monster where you kind of lacerated the back of its ankle. You can see that the area around the cut is kind of bubbling and it is not healing. Or at least it isn't healing as visibly as the first time. Like when you saw it got shot in the back of the head and then its skull closed up. It's not doing that this time. This wound is actually staying for the time being.
Okay. Just trying to think if it's possible to stop it from running.
Yeah, you get the idea that what is vulnerable to it is if you hit it with more
silver yeah.
then you
yeah.
could potentially hurt it enough to run away fast enough, you could get away.
Yeah. Okay, so... I am going to attempt, since the one leg has been taken down, If possible, I'm going to try to make a shot, not necessarily at the back of the ankle because that would, or back of the leg, because, like, depending on the size, I'm not sure.
You want to hit the other leg.
Bullet.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to try to hit the other leg at, like, foot. Because if I can cripple this thing, that will hopefully. Okay, that's plus cool, isn't it?
Plus tough.
Oh.
You got an 8 plus...
Negative
you
1.
You have no
that's...
tough, right?
No, I have a negative 1 tough, which means...
Okay, that's still a mixed success.
Yeah.
True.
So you guys inflict harm on each other.
Okay.
All right, so you go up, and you get a little closer than you probably meant to when you're trying to shoot this, because, like, you have not had luck shooting things.
Not in the past,
and
no.
You manage to shoot this thing in the leg, and you see it, like, shatter this thing's bone, and the little bits of skin that are on it are having a hard time, like, holding it together. But at the same time, it manages to get a arm on you, and it swipes out at you, and it does the same motion that it did to Sammy and catches you across the chest for 3 points of damage.
Ooh, okay then.
Yikes.
But it is now hobbled, as far as you can tell. Like, it is angry at you guys. How much harm did that do, by the way? Your gun?
My gun? That's a 3-point harm, I believe.
Okay. This monster looks at you guys, and it is just like, what happened here? Like, I didn't expect this to happen. These guys have silver, and it just snarls at you, and then it starts to, like, crawl on its knees and its hands into the forest, and you see it grab onto the tree trunk and crawl up into the tree trunk, and you see the body that you guys had seen before just disappear into the leaves, and the monster has taken its snack and escaped into the woods.
Oh.
Well, I was hoping we could kill it, but hey, I got a shot right. Yeah.
Nice. It also means you didn't get any experience to level up.
Yeah. I know. I was sort of hoping in the back
I'll
of my...
I'll take this away from him.
Just,
I also
I couldn't resist.
Hey, to be fair, all right, there was karmic payback with the fact that what I was trying to do to save my own self backfired, because then it just turns around and runs back.
Yeah.
So you guys are almost within range of each other. Bjorn, you've been hearing... You heard a gunshot. You heard this monster howling in pain.
Yeah.
What would you be doing?
I'm assuming that they're doing a pretty good job, so I'm going to focus on just getting to the car first.
Okay.
You have so much faith in us.
Do I hear any sounds coming behind us?
After the gunshot, you don't hear anything.
Okay, I don't hear them running or anything like that.
What do you guys do after the gunshot?
Oh, right.
After
this
thing runs into the woods,
yeah,
what do you do?
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to try to get out of there, even before the monster ran off, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you running back the way Bjorn is?
I would say towards Bjorn.
Okay, in that case, Bjorn, I would say after the gunshot, maybe you stayed for just a second or two just to, like, see if your friends were coming, and they come running out of the woods.
Yeah, that worked. Yeah,
they look a little worse for wear, but they're okay.
All right,
Henry is riding the personal victory of this somewhat successful shot. It's like, I can't believe that. Just, wow. Oh, my gosh.
So Bjorn's going to say, so what happened? Is it, are we good? I'm still trying to move as I say this, because I'm assuming that it's not down, but.
Yeah.
So what happened to it?
I'm just gonna wave to, like, keep going, but, like, we're good for now.
Okay.
But keep going.
Okay, so I take that and run to the car.
And Reggie turns to you. He's kind of wide eyed, and he says, "I don't know where you're taking us, but my cabin's not far from here. If we go, that was where I was taking us before. I think we better get somewhere with a lockable door. And I know any roads around here, it's farther away from my cabin. So,
oh, okay,
if you wanna come." It's about tea time.
I mean, we can do that, but
Oliver steps
I was
up to Reggie and
try and
says,
get out of
"I would love tea."
Yes.
And Reggie and Oliver start heading back to Reggie's hovel.
So they can't see this, but I'm kind of, like, surprised behind my glasses. I'm just like, "What is up with this Oliver guy? Like, he is just so cool and collected after seeing
he
that."
He likes
like,
tea.
Yeah, I guess he likes tea, but. I would think you, so just, I was thinking to, like, get out of the woods kind of thing, but I will, my character will accept the offer of a cabin and follow them, but I'm kind of surprised that Oliver was willing to just go sit in the cabin and have tea after what happened, so. Yeah. It wasn't the read that Bjorn had on him. He had a pretty similar read or assumption as Henry's character did in the last episode.
Okay. Henry doesn't have a character.
The long story short is I will in fact follow because I need to stick on this this Oliver guy.
Okay, so are you guys all going to follow him to get tea?
Well, I am.
I guess once we catch up.
Henry hears this as he's coming up. Here's the bit about we have tea, and the one guy going, "Oh, I'd love tea," and his mouth is hanging open, his eyes are huge, and he's just like, "Are you kidding me? Who wants tea after something like that?"
It's calming.
It's calming, she says. Okay.
And so in my head, Henry's plan right now is, since he's only ever heard of this guy online and doesn't really know, like, he's drawn a measure of him having meeting him previously, but he's like, I need to know more about this guy. So his idea is a little similar to Bjorn about, we got to figure out what else this guy might know or anything else about this creature, possibly what he's doing here.
Yeah. So as you guys walk along, Oliver pulls out his camera again and faces it toward himself, and he turns to Reggie and he says, "Do you mind if I film you?" And Reggie says,
"Say no." Bjorn immediately says, "Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him."
He says, "Don't worry. I'll pixelate your face if you want me to. I'd love to talk to someone who had a real encounter with a monster like this." And Reggie looks to you,
and I shake my head.
And he looks to Oliver and he says, "Okay." And so Oliver starts filming. He's very careful to avoid you guys since he knows you guys don't want to be filmed, but he films himself talking to Reggie and talking about the encounter that they just had
as
and
they're running.
Has Reggie like describe the monster for him as he goes along. And very quickly, actually, you guys make it back to Reggie's hovel. It's a very small, very mossy looking little cabin in the woods. And at first you're kind of like, how are we going to fit in there? And you guys get inside, and it's a pretty tight squeeze. This is like a one bedroom, like not even one bedroom. This is like a studio apartment. It's like you've got the kitchen in one part of the place. You've got the beds on the other side. There's like a little area for watching TV.
Sardines
and
in a
you
can.
Guys get inside, and he manages to find as many chairs as you guys need. And he starts making tea, and he says, "So, What kind of tea would you like?" And he kind of looks around the room, and Oliver says, "I'll have chamomile. I could use something soothing."
That's what I was gonna say.
And Reggie says, "All right, we've got two for chamomile." And he opens this cabinet in his kitchen area, and it is filled with tea packets. Like, this man loves tea. And he like shuffles through it, and he kind of like has to stand up on a stool to get up there. And he pulls out two little tea packets, and he says, "And what would you two be having?"
Henry just looks at this cabinet, and while I believe that my character eventually will grow to have an appreciation for tea, at this point, he's just like in his mind, tea is what the old people do. So he's just like, nothing for me, no.
Do you drink coffee?
You have coffee.
I have coffee. And he looks over to his little coffee pot and he says, "I could brew you up something. It's not my favorite, but some people like it."
I look at him and I'm like, "I'm particular about the coffee. I'll do it myself."
All right. And he points you toward a much smaller drawer that's full of like coffee grinds and stuff. But I'm sure you can find something you like in there. And he looks over to Bjorn and he says, "And what about you, big guy?"
"Well, since you have coffee, I'll have some coffee as well."
All right. So I was just gonna
look at Henry. He's like, "Henry, could you just make me one black? I'm gonna go outside and make a call."
And Henry looks at him and internally, his first instinct is to go, well, no, because that would be like assisting you in some way. But since the fact of it, what, like, in his head, he's going, well, I did in effect send this thing send the monster after him. So I just, you know, my mouth kind of quirks a little, not a smile, but just like a acknowledgement. And then I, you know, because I make my own and then I do a separate for him, but he's, you know, so I prep it.
Yeah.
Okay. How much harm did Henry take with getting the
3?
Because that's hits. Like, yeah, almost unstable. Bleeding. That's like almost unstable.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not quite unstable.
Actually,
he is bleeding profusely.
Actually, Bjorn will notice that, and before he goes out to make the call, I will try and use my medic on Henry before I go out to make a call.
No, it's a good thing you remembered that, because I knew I had taken harm, but it was never described to me what exactly was going on, like, was I bleeding or not, so...
Yeah, you got swiped across the chest by the monster. Like, your shirt is in bloody rags right now.
Now see,
so you're just standing there just calmly like, I'm going to go make coffee.
Yeah.
Now see,
just bleeding on
shock.
Everything.
With that picture...
So I, sorry.
With that picture in my head, I kind of want to see fan art of this. Me at the coffee maker doing this with just blood.
Just covered in blood?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be good. Well, we can assume that I patched you up first because I rolled a 9, and with my +2 cool, that means that I succeeded.
All right, we'll say at some point while you guys are doing this that you have
so
been patched up.
So what that means is you're stabilized if you needed it, and you are healed of 2 harm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I bandaged you up.
So you have 1 harm left.
All right. Then you're definitely
deserving of coffee. All right, so Reggie pulls out this nice little, like, ceramic teapot and sets it on a stove. And he starts to make tea, and he's very careful with his little tea, and he starts getting it going. He makes himself a big old pot. He pulls out another little chamomile container and starts making tea. And he points over to a sofa, which is a 3-person sofa, and he says, well, if you'd like to sit down, you can. I don't think that critter's coming back anytime soon, so we can relax for a bit.
And as he's doing that with them, that's when I stepped outside to make my call.
Phone call.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm right outside the door. I'm not going far off or anything. I'm making sure no one hears, though, because I'm going to call Stanley.
Okay.
And I after he says that, I've turned. I've got my coffee mug, and it's like one of those really huge coffee, like enormously big coffee mugs. And I've taken like half the pot is in my mug right now. And so then I have it in one hand, and I sort of shuffle over to Sammy, and just under my, you know, quietly, I'm just like, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. A little sore, but I'm good.
And then he looks at her, and he raises his eyebrows, like, a little sore. We just... You just saw that, and that's all you gotta say. A little sore, and he, you know, he's fighting it. But after everything, he's sort of like going into that, we could have died and we didn't die. Sort of hysterical, sort of laugh moment. It's like he's attempting not to bust up laughing.
Oh,
because he's just like after that, and I mean, even so, with everything we've seen, but you know, was the body and everything. So he's just like, and then he sort of, he's like. Well, to surviving another day, sort of lifts the mug, takes a deep drink.
Sammy kind of pats him on his shoulder and is like, "It's okay, you get used to walking these things off."
And is this big mug, because you said that you had it? Is this something that's just in Henry's bag?
No, I would have assumed that in my. I'm just describing it as a big mug because that's what.
Did you just find the biggest mug you could find?
I would think so.
Okay. But, I was just curious if Henry just brought mugs around.
No, I don't have a personal mug that I carry around. Or rather, I do, but I don't take it with me wherever I go.
It's more like he just poured a cup, or he poured out a mug for Bjorn, and then is just drinking out of the pot.
I like that.
Could be.
I like that too.
All right, so Bjorn, you're making a phone call. You're calling Stanley. Go ahead.
Stanley. This is Bjorn.
And Stanley answered, and he says, Bjorn, How's it going? Are you okay?
We're fine, but
is Reggie okay?
Yes, we ran into the monster.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah,
wait, I already asked that. What happened?
We were able to get Reggie out of there, but Oliver, Allen... Wait, hold on a second. I'm going to say it again. What's his name?
Evans. Oliver Allen Evans.
Okay. Yeah, so Reggie is fine, but Oliver Allen Evans was there too, and he's with us.
Okay. Just as an aside, I thought you were about to tell Stanley, we got Reggie out okay, but Oliver died.
Wow.
I was like, where is this conversation going?
Died.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm informing him that Oliver... I'm informing him that Oliver's there.
And he goes,
"Yeah.
How did he even find you?"
I have no idea. He just seems to have a nose for this kind of thing.
And right now, Bjorn, I'd like you to roll read a bad situation.
No, crap.
Actually, investigate a mystery.
Okay. Oh, actually, that brings up a question I was going to ask after the combat.
Yes.
I still had an outstanding investigate a mystery question from when I found the body.
No.
Do I just lose it? I just lose it?
Yeah.
I don't even get to ask it about the body retroactively?
Sure. What else did you want to know about the body? That's gone now, by the way.
Yeah, well, good point. I don't think any of the questions I could have asked could have helped anyway.
Okay, roll investigate a mystery.
I will roll a new investigate a mystery. So I rolled a 5. That is plus sharp, which I believe I have 2, which I do. So that makes it a 7. So a mixed success.
Okay, so you get to ask me one question. And this question, I will tell you, is related to how Oliver followed you.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. So I'm going to ask, I almost want to ask, I think the really obvious one is what is being concealed here, but I almost want to ask like, what can it do in the terms of like, what can Oliver do that would make him find us? I'm still going to go.
I think what is being concealed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still going to go with what's being concealed here. So
you're thinking, Stanley asks you this question, like, how did he follow you? And you're thinking like, how did he follow me? That doesn't make any sense. He didn't know we were coming out here. The attack just happened. And so you're sort of sitting there and you reach back and you kind of like rub the back of your neck and you feel something on your collar.
What?
And you pull it off and you see a tiny blinking little dot.
Oh. Well, I gotta say.
And you remember as you left Oliver the first time, he patted you on the shoulder.
Yes, yes, I know. So Bjorn is not pleased.
And Stanley goes, Bjorn?
Yeah,
you're being really quiet there.
He put a tracking device on me that...
He did what?
Here. Yeah, he had some kind of tracking device. I got this little dot here. I'll handle that in a second.
Sorry, the way you said dot made me laugh.
Yeah. Anyways, what I was really calling you for is, how well do you trust Reggie, and does he know about us as Dragon Knights? Because I'm planning on wiping their memories unless Reggie's okay.
I wouldn't wipe Reggie. He's very useful.
He's very useful. Okay,
and he's
so
harmless. He keeps me informed about what's going on in the forest.
Okay, I'll leave him alone then. I figured that
please
knew.
Be my guest, wiping that arrogant little. Butt wipe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm gonna get him pretty good for this. I can hopefully find a way to knock him out and dump him somewhere too, but somewhere safe.
Wow.
Somewhere safe. Let me be clear.
You guys are so mean to my NPC.
But I don't want him. I want him like waking up from a stupor, thinking he got drunk or something. I mean,
okay.
I'll be honest. Magic isn't really my strong suit, so I'm not even sure if I'll be able to get him the first time, but. He's kind of in an enclosed situation with us, and I'm not going to let him get away without making him forget this all happened. So,
well, you could give it a try.
Yeah. If I fail, though...
Don't.
I might need some help. If we can, like, meet somewhere, make him think that I've got something to show him, you know? Because I do have something to show him, but I obviously wouldn't.
Just don't fail, Bjorn.
Okay. I'll try not to.
All right.
But
so
anyways,
you're going to go try to wipe his memory?
Yeah, but so then I would wrap up with Sam. So that's I just wanted to let you know we ran into the monster, Sammy and Sammy and Henry seemed to do some damage to it with those silver weapons. So that definitely had an effect. We were able to drive it off, but
It's
still at large.
Be on your guard.
Get rid of it.
It will be back.
Yeah.
It does not like being hurt.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, right. I wouldn't either.
So, walk me through this, Bjorn. What you doing?
Oh, well, my. I'm actually, and that obviously just had a conversation for a bit, so maybe we should cut to the other two and see when I come into whatever they're doing.
Well, I kind of thought that Wesley's little speech was going on.
Okay,
or Henry's little speech was going on at the same time.
So then I'm going to...
Everyone's inside. Everyone's drinking tea or coffee when you come in. There's a mug of coffee sitting waiting for you.
I feel like
so I'm gonna go grab my mug of coffee.
I feel like Oliver and Sammy might have had a bonding moment drinking. Over chamomile. Just a small one.
I was going to mention the fact that both of you seem to have a thing for chamomile, and I was like, okay.
So I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Oliver's about Sammy's age.
Oh no.
And I kinda ship him just like a little bit.
Okay, I might ship them a little bit too. I'll be honest.
Well, that's gonna make this awkward then. With what you gotta
Star
do,
I feel like they're all standing in a group, and everyone's just like, "Man, that Oliver guy." And then Sammy's like, "Oh, yeah, no, definitely."
So as Bjorn's walking in. Oliver is standing a little closer probably to Sammy than anyone else in the room. And he says, so, when did you first start drinking tea? And then Bjorn walks in the room.
I'm just going to stroll over and get my coffee and start drinking it and watch what's
okay.
going on first. I don't have to make my move
so
yet,
when did you start drinking tea?
I've actually always had tea, just something I grew up doing, drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, chamomile's always been
I
my favorite, though. Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to tell from my accent, but I was originally born in England, so it's kind of something I came by naturally.
Yes, the tea homeland.
I would just like to interject that during this exchange, Henry is like behind them in the corner and just like he's doing the whole gag action in silence while this is going on. Okay.
He just catches Bjorn's eye and goes.
I'd like to think that he does that and then Bjorn just like raises his eyebrows and like nods.
Oh yeah, totally. I just raise my no. That is exactly what Bjorn would do. He just raises eyebrows and nod. Yeah.
So you guys are kind of calming down. You're relaxing a little bit, starting to let the edge come off. You know, most of you are down to one harm or less. You know, you're okay. Bjorn, when do you want to do your thing?
So what I was waiting for was to see if. Anybody else is talking about the monster yet? Because I do want to see what Oliver knows before I wipe his memory.
Yeah, he's not really interested in talking to the monster. He's more interested in talking to Sammy about tea
okay.
in England.
So I picked that up. And,
he starts talking about like living in London when he was a kid and then moving over to the U.S. And
at some point, I'm just going to step in and be like, hey, I gotta talk to you about something, Oliver, over privately.
And
outside,
he looks up at you and he says... So you notice the thing that I put on your back? The monkey on your shoulder?
Yeah, I noticed.
And he stands up and he puts down his tea and he says, well, I should have known that was going to happen. An investigator like you would find it eventually, but you can't blame a man for trying.
I'll be honest, no, I can't blame you for trying, but it still is most unwelcome. And
yes.
Actually, at that point, I'm just going to raise my hand up in front of him and try and do the mind wipe thing, like, right then and there.
Roll magic.
Yikes.
Boy.
Oh, really quick, just because it might affect my next action. Does this, like, do anything to the person right away? Like, does it make them, like,
It nearly always
out?
Makes the person pass out.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, otherwise I'm going to have to, like, hit this guy upside the head afterwards or something.
He's going
to
drop his tea.
I don't know how that's going to... Yeah.
He put it down.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, Bjorn definitely doesn't care about the tea.
Are you holding
second.
Your coffee while you have this conversation?
Yeah.
Or you could brain him with the mug. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. with hot coffee in it.
Why does nobody like Oliver. Him? I'm just trying to have a conversation about tea in London.
Oh, man. Here it goes. I have zero weird, so.
Roll that magic.
Oh,
I
no.
I rolled a four.
No.
A four.
Ooh, boy.
Well, here's another experience.
So as soon as you do this, you hold your hand out, and you've not had much luck with the spell in the past, and you're kind of a little bit nervous about it because, like, you need this to work. And you hold your hand up to his face, and he says, "What are you?" And then you see the magic, like, come out of your hand and just sink into his face, and then he just falls backwards into the couch, just completely passed out.
Can I... Okay, so I don't want to metagame here too much, but can my character tell that it didn't really work?
Or? You aren't sure if it worked. You know he passed out, but that happens regardless of with the spell, regardless of whether it works or not.
And how long do they normally stay passed out for?
A couple hours, usually.
See, my character wants to make sure that he can kind of like know after he wakes up if he remembers anything. But he's passed out for now, so... I'm going to say, okay, for those of you who don't know, well, anyways, I just tried something. I'm not sure if it worked, and he's
Sammy,
out
Sammy, what's your reaction
now.
To this? As far as you know, he just put his hand up and made your friend pass out.
Yeah, I'm really confused, but I'm not sure. Did I see him,
well,
did I see him do that to the woman?
Real quick, yeah, I've used this before, yeah. So I used it against...
I don't believe you were in the same room, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think I might have been upstairs. I don't think I saw it.
I think you were downstairs, because I believe this was after you broke your
foot.
Yeah, after
the
foot. You were still sitting downstairs, and he went back upstairs and wiped your memory.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
He was the only one that was there.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, you've never seen this before.
Well, I'm obviously very confused, and I mean, I was having a good conversation, and so I just stared and like, what just happened?
And Henry is like, he's been watching, he was watching the exchange, like with the head bobble between the two of them. And then when the one guy just falls like a ton of bricks, he like begrudgingly has a small smile and is just like, I gotta learn this.
As far as Henry knows, this is the move. Make your enemies pass out.
Yeah, he just saw this guy go down, and he's just in his head, in his whole, you know, disconnected from humanity head. He's like, this would be an absolute gold mine, man. This is awesome.
I can make my enemies go away whenever I want. All right, so Bjorn, what are you doing with poor passed out Oliver? Reggie is just like watching this happen, just sipping his tea, going, yeah, this is normal for me.
Yeah. I'm actually going to take his camera away.
Okay.
Sounds like a prudent idea.
It's a regular digital camera.
Okay.
Just like mine.
I am also going to see if he's got anything else either dangerous or important in his pockets that I need to be wary of, like
tracking. You're going to frisk him.
Okay, go ahead and roll investigate a mystery.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was a 3. Plus sharp is 2. So actually, that levels me up.
Oh, man.
Again.
Yeah. So I failed. So I don't get. So what normally happens if I fail that roll is I like let off information. Like you can ask me questions about how I like gave off information, but my subject is knocked out. So I don't think he.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a problem. But you don't find anything on him.
I think
you kind of pat his pockets down and you're not really.
I think the award for worst and best rolls goes to Andrew because.
Mostly worse.
Well, I mean, worse because not great rolls, but best because also he is leveling up faster and more than either one of us. So,
yeah.
Does Oliver have a phone?
Yeah, good point. You can investigate a mystery.
Oh, real quick, just so that the listeners know, what I chose as my level up was advanced 2 basic moves, because you get to do it twice.
Okay.
So I'm picking 2 more. And I'm going to pick, the first time I picked Kick Some Ass, and I believe Protect Someone or Read a Bad Situation. Let me look that up again. I took Kick Some Ass and Act Under Pressure. I'm going to take Investigate a Mystery and...
You're terrible at manipulate someone.
Yeah, but that means I still have to roll a 12 on it to get. True. Yeah, it doesn't make me They're better at it. One. Yeah. I want to pick what I'm already good at, so I'm going to pick Protect Someone as my other one.
Okay.
So Protect Someone and Investigate a Mystery are also advanced now.
So Oliver's snoring on the couch. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I was thinking finding his phone and taking a selfie on it.
Oh, right. So investigate a mystery.
Because, obviously.
Oh, I got a 10. And plus Great. 2 is a 12.
Is this like a group photo all moment?
Right, so this is how I'm going to do
this. Are we all
going
to have a group photo? We kind of took down the Wendigo selfie.
So, Hannah, are you going to, like, take a selfie of yourself and then, like, put your name into his, like, phone contacts or something?
That's kind of what, I mean, I was thinking, but you probably can't get into his phone without a password unless it's locked.
So since you, here's what I'm saying. Since you rolled a 10, I'm going to assume that one of your questions would be, what is being concealed here?
Yes.
So you look at his phone and you find it. It's inside one of his, like, inner pockets on his shirt. And he's got this, like, kind of, like, vest on, basically. So, you find it on, like, an inner pocket that's kind of, like, away from his other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you open it up, and you're looking at it. And if you hold it up to the light just right, you can kind of see where the pattern on his... he's got one of those, like, pattern swipey things.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see, like, where the grease on his fingers, like, moved in the pattern. And you kind of, like, mess with it for a couple minutes, and you manage to get it open.
That's great.
So now you have his phone open.
Well, first of all, because this
Poor
is my...
Oliver, this was not the way he thought this day was going to go.
As my original idea was to take a selfie, I'm going to do that first.
Okay.
I just
so you take,
to
a,
take
selfie.
A selfie. Like, hey, like with a peace sign.
can I react to that?
Sure.
Bjorn's going to be like, what are you doing? why are you taking a picture of yourself with his phone?
Why not?
Well, I literally just tried to wipe his memory. You know what we are. I don't want him to remember being in the woods in this cabin and finding the monster. So if there's a picture of you in a cabin on his phone, it's going to be weird. Now, it's not really my business leaving a picture on his phone, but let's maybe do that somewhere else.
Well, we can look and see if he has anything else here of us. And I start scrolling.
Well, yeah,
his
no,
photos.
We could definitely. No, I agree. Like,
no, you don't see any photos, but you do see
phone.
Like, you see like pictures of like dark things in the woods. Like he's been trying to get pictures with his phone, and you do see one shirtless mirror selfie, and he has nice abs.
Nice.
you do realize by opening this can of worms, like all the listeners are gonna there are possibly ship wars over does Sammy.
I want fan art of Oliver.
You want the...
Give it to me, listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
What would Oliver and Sammy's ship name be? Olami?
Samiver.
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 Because otherwise it would be Ollie.
It could be Ollie.
Or Ami.
I like Samiver. Okay,
like Samiver.
Let's
moving
let's
on.
Stop fooling around. So what else are you going to do with this phone?
Well, okay, she still got it, so I'm
Sorry.
Not gonna.
Well, hold on a second. Did you delete the photo when I said, "Hey, maybe do that somewhere else"?
Yeah, I guess I'll delete it for now, even though I don't want to.
Okay. Okay.
I know his password now, though, so I can impress him later and just pull it out and do it. So.
Like, how did you do that?
I'm so I just mentally memorize the pattern to unlock his phone. Like, I practice it a couple of times to make sure that I know it. And I'm going to hold it up to those guys. Anything else we should do while I have this before I put it back?
Henry's been watching this, and he just does the whole, like, teenage eye roll to the most extreme extent he can manage.
I mean, does he have anything on there, like an email or any way that you can, like, see what he's been doing? Maybe we can find out where he's staying, because optimally I'd like to, like, drop him off at his hotel or wherever he's staying so he just thinks that he... I don't know, went to the bar or something. Tonight.
So, Hannah, I'll let you do another investigate a mystery question since you rolled a 10.
Yes.
So this is still in the same basic thing.
Let's see here. I guess what was it going to do?
In reference to
Oliver? And yeah, like checking his text messages maybe and seeing if he texted anyone or had any notes about what
so
he was going to do.
So his text messages are pretty empty. He does actually have like a couple of text messages from like someone labeled mom, which is just like, how are you doing? Are you okay? And that kind of thing. He doesn't really have a lot else. When you open up his email, you see that he does have a reservation for a hotel on the East Thornvale side. Which was actually the same hotel that Bjorn was staying in originally.
Huh.
Before he got his own little place that they could.
Should we drop him off?
As long as we think it's safe. I mean, we don't want to get caught by that monster, but I'd prefer to get out of the woods tonight and try and get him back to his hotel before he wakes up. Because the only problem is I'm not really sure how well this worked, so we're going to need to try and convince him that we, like, found him and brought him back or something like that. I just want to make sure that he doesn't remember anything before we leave him. But we can't be too obvious that that's what we're asking for.
Okay, well, I'm going to put his phone back in his pocket because I'm out of questions.
I have an idea here. I'm going to have Henry step up. She goes to put the phone back. And I reach out. I'm like, hey, give me that.
Okay. I mean, I'll give it to him.
And I take the phone and I'm going to, I don't cross any code since she's already opened the phone. What I do is I go into his email and I don't search it, but all I do is I memorize his email address because my idea is that afterwards, once he's forgotten all this and everything, is that Henry is going to take that email, run it through his own computer and see what can come up. Trace the email, okay. Where it comes from, what he might be doing here.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so you note it down.
It's a really good idea.
And his email is OliverAllenEvans@OliverAllenEvans.com.
And then I look at Henry. Henry looks at this, and he's just like, "Feel original, buddy."
All right, so you guys are going to take Oliver back to his hotel.
Yes,
we're going to attempt to. Yeah.
All right, you're going to do that next week.
Oh no!